The seam between the back and the two sides was actually the most difficult to blend out, mainly because I had to deal with the fact that the right rendering had a portion of the engine showing, and the rear rendering, or back rendering, had the entire engine. I basically just deleted it from the right and used the one in the back view. You also see that I got a little fancy with the propeller, since you're actually taking off in this QuickTime movie. We had this back view on a layer, so I used a radial marquee selection and did a radial blur, one of the Photoshop filters, and that gave at least the appearance that the blades were spinning. Let's go ahead and take a look at the far right. Just click and drag to the left.